Welcome to Ugandan Art Speaks Out, the podcast that celebrates the diversity and creativity of Ugandan art and culture. Produced by Omochi Creative, a non-government organization that uses art to create social change and promote empowerment in Uganda. This podcast takes you on a weekly journey of discovery through the vibrant and diverse world of Ugandan art. Each episode features insightful conversations with talented artists and creatives who share their stories, inspirations, and passions. Whether you are an art lover, a curious listener, or someone looking to expand your understanding of Ugandan art and culture, Ugandan Art Speaks Out invites you now to join us on an unforgettable journey through Uganda's creative diversity. And now, let's start the show.
In the realm of storytelling and the arts, there are those who transcend boundaries and inspire generations. Today, we have the privilege of hearing from one such luminary.
I would rather actually introduce myself as a storyteller because I do not only write for stage, I write for other forms of media.
Introducing Deborah Asimwe Kawe, a visionary playwright and a custodian of culture. Her pen weaves narratives that capture the essence of our humanity. Stories that resonate with the soul of Uganda and echo throughout the globe.
I am also a performer for the longest time, and actually that was my entry point into theater. I entered theater as an actor, and along the way, with so many other responsibilities coming my way, I have found myself putting, I think, my actor hat at the back. But it is something that I'm really passionate about.
She challenges us to look deeper, to understand the world through the eyes of the characters she so vividly brings to life.
I'm also a producer, and the producing hat is the one that has been taking, I guess, together with my playwriting hat, have been taking the foreground. And so I've been producing for quite some time, something that I thought I'd never do, because I guess many of us creatives, we think that to be able to be a creator, we need to be putting out work or be in front of the audience or be in front of the camera. And so I never thought that I would ever describe myself as a producer, but that is also the other hat that I wear.
Her work is not just a performance, it's an experience, a journey into the heart of what it means to be human. Join us as we delve into the mind of Deborah Asimwe Kawe and discover the power of theater to change hearts, minds, and societies.
Most recently, I've gotten very interested in stagecraft. This is the area of stage construction, the area of design, lighting design, sound, costume. I've entered that space because of the work that my colleagues and I do at the Kampala International Theatre Festival. So those are the several hats that I wear. I could go on to talk about many others that I guess people don't see, one of them being a mentor. I'm very passionate about mentoring young people who are interested in the creative industry, who are interested in stage administration, in arts administration and management, who are interested in writing for stage or for live audiences. So that is also another area that I'm very interested in, largely because I think at the time that I was growing up, I didn't come across many people who were referring to themselves as mentors to the younger generation. So yeah, those are the so many and the so few things that I do as a creative person.
Welcome to the heart of creativity and culture exchange, where the vibrant spirit of Uganda's theater comes
Everybody
alive.
Everybody knows what the man looks like, except me. Ah, all along it was you blocking the car.
This is the story of Tebere Arts Foundation, a beacon of inspiration nestled in the bustling streets of Kampala.
So Tebere is a word in Runyankore Luchiga, and it is a refrain for when someone is telling a story. So when the storyteller among the Banyankore Bachiga takes the center stage, they start the story by saying mbaganere mbaganere. Now that word, honestly, I don't think there's a translation to it. And so the audience or the listener says tebere. And for us, the way we translate it is keep telling your story or go on with your story. So it's just a refrain. Every time the storyteller pauses, then the audience says tebere. I am one of the directors of Tebere Arts Foundation, actually co-founder of Tebere Arts Foundation alongside Oyenbot and Kenneth Chimuli, also known as Pablo. We co-founded this arts organization in 2018, but we registered it. We registered it towards the end of 2018.
Since its inception in 2018, the Tebere Arts Foundation has been at the forefront of revolutionizing Uganda's theater scene.
We started this organization to respond to what we felt was a need.
Recognizing the critical need for practical experience, it has committed to transforming academic learning into dynamic, stage-ready skills for Ugandan artists.
The time that I went to Makerere University as a student, I first studied a diploma in music, dance and drama, and then went back after a few years to study a bachelor's in the arts with a drama component as my major. When I was doing my diploma, I felt that the course was very practical. And that was very important for us who were now preparing ourselves to go out into the field and to practice art. So we had opportunities to actually do what we had studied in class. So we would study acting, but we would also get an opportunity to perform. We would study directing and would get an opportunity to direct scripts. We would go into communities and perform in communities. We would have an opportunity to organize, which basically is what a producer does to organize where we were going to start to perform from.
The academic shift at Makerere University has echoed through the corridors of Uganda's theater industry, casting a shadow on the vibrancy of practical artistry.
But then when I was doing my bachelor's degree, that the course had been restructured and it had become more academic than practical. And so there was a situation where we felt, the three of us, we felt that students were graduating from Makerere University in performing arts, but actually did not have space to practice what they had studied, but also to sharpen their skills.
This pivot towards theoretical learning has inadvertently led to a generation of theater academics, leaving a parable void where once stood the spirited performances of seasoned stage practitioners.
And so we started Tebere Arts Foundation to kind of be a conservator space where artists could, those who have graduated from Makerere University, but also self-taught artists who are looking to hone their skill, to discover their, what we call their individual artistic voice or practice, because it's one thing to study so many things, but if there isn't a space where the artists or students can go to test that which interests them, to question what practice tugs at their heart, then they will go out in the world having, you know, their feet in several places, but without actually knowing what it is that is of major interest to them. So we started Tebere Arts Foundation to create that kind of space.
Here, emerging talents are nurtured and seasoned playwrights find new horizons.
Let's talk about suspension of disbelief, because that's the actual technique that deals with it.
Okay, all right then.
That the audience, they will take anything so long as you're convincing. That's it. So the cattle may or may not be there, but the audience's mind, and I always tell people before a play begins, people who, when I work with them with the play, I say, please don't shake, don't panic. These people have come here in goodwill. They come generously. Oh, half the time, they come generously. You have to let them down so badly for them to turn against you, often. Now, but we know we are artists. Our goal is not to let down that audience.
From the intensive labs that forge the next generation of artists to the international festival that showcases the world's finest performances.
All right, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You're very welcome to the second day of the Kampala International Theatre Festival 2023, which is also our 10th edition. One of the things I always tell participants, guests,
Tebere Arts Foundation is not just an organization, it's a movement. A movement that has set a precedent for mentorship in Uganda. A movement that continues to write new chapters in the history of Ugandan theater.
Every year we take in 10 to 12, what we call emerging artists. And these are artists that we define as people at the threshold of their career. So we take them in for a whole year. And what we do is to expose them to different ways of performance, both in front of the audience and also backstage, to give them skills and also to encourage them to question what it is that really is of interest to them and where possible we support that interest further beyond the 1 year lab that we give them. So our vision and mission is to create a space where arts can thrive in this country, but also across the region.
At the core of Tebere Arts Foundation lies a singular, unwavering mission to cultivate a sanctuary where artists do not just exist, but flourish. It's a realm where creativity knows no bounds, where every performer, playwright, and director can unleash their full potential and elevate the art of theatre to new heights.
And we are excited, extremely excited, because for the first time in the history of Tebere Arts Foundation and KITF, we are partnering with MasterCard for the very first time. And guess what? The icing on the cake is that they are launching their report in this festival. To us, that's more than a blessing. Let's clap for MasterCard Foundation. And there's no better way to do it by having a panel that will discuss this amazing topic of skills for a digital age for Uganda's young creatives. That's what the report is about. And we have Grace Nantabalo. Thank you so much for being here. To us, I've been reading her articles, following her on Twitter. I never put the face to the hashtag. And so you should have seen me asking her, and she told me, I'm like, yeah!
We also believe that it's important for an artist to be in a space that feels safe, where they know that it's okay to fail. If so, for example, they are writing a play and they don't feel like, okay, this is the play that I want to write, that they can, you know, change and start all over again. I think our school systems emphasize passing. You know, if we sit an exam, one has to pass. But in art, there isn't such a thing as failing. As artists, we should always be in constant space of trying out things. And so that is the kind of space that we are creating as Tebere Arts Foundation.
Join us in the upcoming episodes as we embark on a journey with Tebere Arts Foundation. Be part of this adventure and witness the transformation of lives through the power of art. Together, we will explore the diverse programs offered by Tebere, uncovering the stories behind the scenes and celebrating the spirit of Ugandan creativity.